Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It is Martin Luther King Day. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station on AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS, the bulk mail center drivers who have the day off because they don't have to work. It's a federal holiday for them. And the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it goes. And let's not forget also our Amazon warehouse people, they're working today. Our Amazon drivers, they're working today, delivering the packages that you order and expect to get. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Getter. And we're on the great Twitter website and Donald Trump's social media site, Truth Social, as Captain's America on all of them, Captain's America. So we're also, you can check us out on the Internet by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And somebody's listening to us tonight over there. They said they weren't able to get us, and I said, well, here's how you do it. I gave them the link, and they said thank you a while ago. So there you go. You can always go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com if you can't get the program any other way, and it is streaming live right there, right now, on that page. Okay, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is with us up there in the mountaintop, and I hope she's got her tootsies nice and warm. And they are not going to stand out much longer than that. There you go, because these people we got here, they're not doing it. It's too cold for them. So do you know the temperature up there where you're at?
38.
Okay. All right. See, you got me beat by a degree here unofficially, because I'm unofficial. I don't have the weather station here. I just have, you know, what it says in my little computer thing. But anyway, let's say the pledge and get ready, and we'll warm things up. How's that?
All right.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. And we want you to understand that. Now, you can't, we talked a little bit about Biden. We didn't get into as much as what I plan on. But Joe Biden went to Ebenezer Baptist Church yesterday to speak during a service. He gave a sermon there, supposedly, honoring Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, the Ebenezer Baptist Church is the church that Martin Luther King used to preach at. But now, Senator Raphael Warnock is the pastor. And the church has been embroiled in a rent scandal during the midterm campaign, but that didn't stop Biden from going.
Now, Biden gave remarks honoring MLK, but Biden, again, once up being Biden, wasn't able to speak out without lying his mouth off to his audience, being an old member of the civil rights movement who marched in Selma with Martin Luther King. Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't say a thing that was true. It was honest. So, I mean, and then he got creepy.
Yeah.
With one girl.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. You know, taking her picture and.
Yep. Yes, he did. And you know, Biden panders. He lies. He gaffes. He appears to creep this on a girl during the speech honoring Martin Luther King as he gave his sermon. And, you know, I just, and again, he keeps claiming this claim. Well, I marched with Martin Luther King. Well, I don't know how many times he said that yesterday, but it just, and we know it. We already know it. And even the mainstream media knows it. It's just not true.
Correct.
So.
Yep. I mean, we're in a situation here that anything that he does publicly, somebody's writing the speech for him, and then he goes off script.
Yep.
But somebody's writing it. So I think it would behoove those in the media, and they've got their connection, to tell us who these speechwriters are.
Yep. I don't disagree. You think we'll ever find out?
Well, I mean, if somebody asked the question, we little guys out here, you know, we don't have that access.
No. Well, we'll see what happens with some of the bigger fish in the ocean out there that are not very far away from me. We'll see if we can get one of them to snap something open here. Now, let's see here how much time we got. Well, I'm coming up on the break here, so I'll have to let that go. So I will tease this as such. Adam Schiff, once again, opens his mouth, inserts foot, but then he turns around trying to be Mr. Nice Guy and does something that you would never expect to hear from Donald or from Adam Schiff. You would never expect to hear it, but we'll tell you what it was when we come back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And I'm going to be busy on Wednesday, busy, busy, busy. So let's see if I can tell you where I'm going to be, or let's let Jeff do the telling.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. We'll get right to Denise after I tell you that this segment is brought to you by Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. That's the website for the second largest personal auto insurance company in the country. Now, they insure over 26 million drivers right now, and they've been doing business for over 85 years. Now, where you can save money with insurance, a lot of people don't know this, and some companies don't want you to know it, even though they'll tell you that they can insure your car and your boat and your motorcycle or your truck or your RV or your boat or whatever. But see, if you do that, you're supposed to get a bundle discount. Now, it's not a lot, but it's enough to where it makes it interesting. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance. You'll save a bunch of money that way. And you can do that and find out how it works by going to the website geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and taking a look at what they have to offer. Now, if you want to go to the office that they have closest to you, they'll give you that too. You can go do it over there. But you need to check it out and see what happens and see if you aren't going to save a bunch of money. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there and check them out and see what they can do for you. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Adam Schiff has been whining to NBC about McCarthy's plan to boot him from the Intel committee. Instead, he turned around and he made comments that have no relevance to what he actually did say and made it worse for himself. What a dope.
Well, he was concerned, although he chose his words carefully. He was concerned about these documents that are been found. But I think more than anything else, he is being pretty, he, Adam Schiff, is being pretty self-centered because he doesn't want to lose his security clearance and his access to classified briefings and whatnot. You know, that is part and parcel the basis of how he said that he had the evidence about Trump and all the Russia collusion, which he never had.
No.
But he, it was believable by the left because he sat on the Intelligence Committee and had classified briefings. Well, now we're finding out that, you know, everything that Adam Schiff ever said and the whole Russiagate, Russia collusion story was completely fabricated. Not only did we know that from the Mueller operation, but we continued to learn that through the Twitter files. So I would say that Comer, who is now head of the Oversight Committee,
yep.
He has got probably a bigger job and it's uncovering all of this than he necessarily knew going in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every day that the evidence that he needs to go find is probably wider and deeper than he necessarily estimated as well.
Well, Schiff made a comment yesterday trying to divert attention away from himself, I guess. He said that, quote, possible national security has been jeopardized with the Biden documents.
Well, that's what I said. He chose his words carefully when it came to describing what he thought about these documents being found.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's particularly interesting is Little Miss Frenchie, as well as Biden himself, says that they take the management of classified material very seriously. Now we know that's just a false. It couldn't be more false.
Correct.
Because they've looked in, you know, they've been to four areas where they have uncovered classified material of various sorts. And we don't know if there's four more or 40 more. So he's not believable anymore. And not that he was believable to start with, but this whole notion of taking things seriously and that we're fully cooperating. Sure, they're cooperating. They really don't have a choice. But
right.
The question is that why have we only heard from Biden's lawyers and not a newer release or statement from the Department of Justice?
We heard from one of his reporter shows about him, defending him, Jim Acosta.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but he got mocked pretty much into the sand because his own people went after him and said, hey, Jim, you know, it's time just to be quiet here.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, somebody that I would like to hear from is this person, Ian Sams.
Right.
Now, he is the special assistant to the president. So I think that somebody in the media ought to reach out to this cat because he's the communications professional and strategist for political and policy objectives. So let's hear from him. Let's see what it is that he's got to say.
Well, we could always hear from your friend Jonathan Turley, who has demolished Joe Biden's classified documents defense.
He has.
Yep.
He very much has, and hat tip for that.
Yep. About time.
Exactly.
But nobody's paying attention. Okay, let's kind of change gears a little bit. The Speaker of the House, new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, said that he believes the Democrats would agree to cap government spending to avoid a U.S. debt default, and he wants to discuss the idea with President Joe Biden. Now, Republicans, of course, are now in control of the House. They've threatened to use the debt ceiling as leverage to demand spending cuts from Biden's Democrats who control the U.S. Senate. Is this going anywhere?
Well, McCarthy's going to push it. I think he's going to push it hard, and he should, especially after this last omnibus of $1.7 trillion. There was some ridiculous spending that was in there. But according to Karine Jean-Pierre, the debt ceiling, raising the debt ceiling is non-negotiable. And, you know, Janet Yellen's been out there for the last couple of days saying pretty much the same thing. It's non-negotiable. It has to be raised. And I think we hit our debt ceiling on Thursday.
Yeah.
Maybe Wednesday.
Yeah. It's this week.
Wednesday.
It's this week.
Yeah, Wednesday to close the business. So I would say McCarthy is sitting in the catbird seat, which is a good place to be, and that, you know, he may have some other things up his sleeve that could be some good arrows to have in order to get this White House to negotiate.
Okay. Let's find out what Backgammon Bob has on his mind. Backgammon Bob, go ahead.
Well, I got one thing to say about Joe Biden's classified argument. Somebody had to lift those boxes. You know he didn't do it. And that's the only way you're going to find out about him for sure. And the other thing is, on the debt ceiling, they've got to use that debt ceiling to hold Biden and them hostage. That's the primary weapon that we have.
Yes.
And we use it to the max. I mean, if it means shutting down every conceivable thing, delaying checks, doing this, shutting down stuff, just do it. That's what we got to do.
Touche.
All right.
Touche.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Any more comment about that?
No, I think he's exactly right. And I think that, as I said, I think that McCarthy may have some arrows in his quiver on this one that'll force this White House to negotiate.
Boy, I sure hope so, because we need to do something to stop all this nonsense.
Well, I mean, it's a beginning. If even if he wins, it would be a beginning, but it's hardly the end.
Well, a lot of what he's doing is making perfect sense. How about that for a surprise?
He who? You talking about McCarthy?
McCarthy, you bet. Mm-hmm.
Well, look, we tend to forget the kind of people that have reached out to him as before he was Speaker and now that he is Speaker. And there are a lot of economic financial gurus outside of government that are very wise. And I'm sure that they have made very good, they've produced a very good list of things that need to be addressed. And, you know, in some of these cases where there's this ridiculous government spending,
yeah.
I would say you can't spend it until you get rid of something else.
Okay, well, we got to go because we spent our time together. And I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out the stuff she does.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. The chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee is labeling Representative George Santos a bad guy. The newly elected New York congressman is under fire for lying about his background on the campaign trail. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Kentucky Representative James Corner called his fellow GOP's members' distractions pretty despicable, but declined to say if Santos should step down, noting he was duly elected by the people. Santos is currently under federal investigation over his campaign finances, and some lawmakers are demanding a House Ethics Committee probe. James Cameron's second installment in the Avatar film series continues to rule North America's box offices. Avatar: The Way of Water earned just over $31 million during the holiday season in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. The horror comedy Megan finished second with nearly $18 million. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at. But in the meantime, check them out online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu for more. And tell them the captain sent you. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm over here on the east side of the bay in Clearwater. They're over there on the southwest corner of the bay at the airport, Clearwater St. Pete Airport, with one of their hangars where they have planes that they work on. Plus, they're down Omerton Road at 19 as well. That's the National Aviation Academy.
The second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. And they will do the same thing there that they do down in Clearwater. The only difference is you're Massachusetts in one area and you're in Florida in the other. Now, you can check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu, naa.edu. Go to that website, and after you do that, give them a call and schedule an appointment. The number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them that call and schedule an appointment and change your life forever. This is a very much so high-paying, in-demand job that once you find out about it, you'll kick yourself in the butt and wonder why you didn't do something about it earlier. It is that good. And I say that, and I mean that when I say that. I'm not just saying that for the hell of it. It is that good. You will literally kick yourself in the butt and say, why didn't I check on this sooner? Okay, enough about that. We'll get back to that in a minute. The Army is considering establishing a new ribbon that troops would receive for referring applicants to the service, officials confirmed to the Army Times. I have no idea what that ribbon looks like or why they would even do that. But it is what it is, I guess. You know, what would really be right in the day and age in which we live in is that you pay them a referral fee. Give them $50 or $100 or whatever for referring someone they can bring in the service. That's where the rubber would meet the road, don't you think? Yeah, it's just me. By the way, Veterans Affairs officers soon will waive most co-payments related to medical care for the American Indian and Alaska Native veterans in an effort to encourage more of them to use the VA health services instead of going outside the system. Okay? We'll see how that works out. And let's not forget that U.S. Air Force Academy Cadet Third Class Hunter Brown, 21, died on Monday when he suffered some sort of medical emergency while on his way to class from his dormitory. This will be investigated, and they will find out what happened, believe me. What a shame. What a shame. Now, Japan will formally approve tomorrow U.S. plans for a new Marine Quick Reaction Force on Okinawa and unveil plans to deepen military cooperation on Japan's remote southwest islands near Taiwan. This according to U.S. officials who are saying this. In addition, the Navy frustration is building over late weapons and ship deliveries. Exasperation is the understatement when it comes to the growing exasperation over the U.S. Navy's inability to get missiles and weapons delivered fast enough to keep its own magazines full, let alone offer more assistance to the Ukraine and other partners in need, because several leaders said at this week's annual Surface Navy Association conference that they were having troubles trying to keep their own gun barrels loaded. Not smart, ladies and gentlemen, not smart. Let's hope they get this resolved quickly and without a bunch of fanfare and finger-pointing and name-calling. By the way, I've said this before, but I'll say it again just to remind you. TRICARE costs are going up for some, depending on the beneficiary status. For more, you need to contact TRICARE or TRICARE. And the Defense Department has officially repealed its mandate requiring the COVID-19 vaccine for the military. It is gone. So that's over with. In the meantime, Russia announced that they had taken full control of a town that they'd been battling for about 6 months, which opens up the area for them to be able to maneuver and block some of the supply routes for Ukrainian forces. We'll see how that works. Maybe it is and maybe it isn't. But the Ukrainians are looking now at the new tanks. Well, they're not new to them. At the new tanks they're getting, as well as some of the aircraft that it's reported they'll be getting, as well as the Patriot missile batteries, or battery that they'll be getting one of, because they have some of their soldiers that are here in the U.S. right now training on them and how to use them. Now, of course, the United States government presented the Somali National Army also with a $9 million donation. You heard me right, donation of military equipment at a ceremony at the country's as the country's military continues to fight against Al-Shabaab, an Al-Qaeda-linked group. How will that work? Only as good as the people using it. That's how it'll work. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Now, you heard me talking about the spending cuts. Spending cuts will affect the military, too. And a group of moderate Democrats is currently lobbying against any defense spending cuts because they don't want their pet projects taken out. Well, there's always pet projects in the budget. You know it. I know it. Anybody listening to this program that's paid attention knows it. Whatever the pet projects are, it's a waste of money, and they really do need to get them the hell out of the defense budget, because some of them have nothing to do with defense, I might add. Some of them. Not all of them, some of them. By the way, you heard me talk about, with Denise and whatnot, about the second batch of classified documents found at a new Biden location. It was a small number. So what? We also know that there's been two other places where they've been found, too. And again, we hear the same thing. Well, it was just a small number. Yeah, right. Everything's a small number. One is one too many. One is one too many. By the way, from the Space Force, to beat China, the U.S. has to spend smarter. Well, thank you very much, Colonel Eric Felt, who said that. He said, what's so exciting to be in the Space Force is it's all about this commercial innovation that we can now use it to deter conflict. You betcha. You betcha, Colonel. Keep up the good work. I like the Space Force. I think you're doing good things. Okay, speaking of doing good things, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday.
Okay, listen to that one. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, in particular the Moss Acura dealership, located at North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, right next door to the Nissan dealership. Now, you can find out more about them by going to the website, mossacura.com, and don't forget to tell them Captain sent you. Don't forget, they are the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, by the way, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're an EMT, firefighter, or police officer, and church pastors, too, get a great deal afforded you on a Nissan vehicle or an Acura vehicle there at the MossAcura.com dealership. Now, they're located right next door to Moss Nissan right there. That's why I said Nissan. So you got the choice of either or. And don't forget, Moss Acura also offers the You Serve, You Save, along with the Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So go over there, check them out, see what they have to offer, take advantage of everything, and don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
I want to talk to you about Kevin McCarthy. The Speaker of the House, the new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, said he believes Democrats would agree to cap government spending to avoid a U.S. debt default, and he wants to discuss this idea with President Joe Biden. Now, Republicans, of course, are now in control of the House. They've threatened to use the debt ceiling as leverage to demand spending cuts from Biden's Democrats, who actually control the U.S. Senate.
Well, you know, the White House has said it's a non-starter when it comes to reducing spending. They're not going to negotiate.
That's what I heard.
I mean, for the life of me, I can't figure it out. I just, you know, how hard is it to reduce, you know, some government spending? Everybody knows that it's out of control. And I think you would, you know, if you get bipartisan support around the country to say, hey, listen, we gotta cut some of this stuff down to size. So I don't know where it's going to lie. I already got the posturing being done by the Secretary of the Treasury, saying that they've got to take extraordinary measures to, you know, keep the country running. You really hit the limit. They said they're going to, when it comes summertime.
Now, was it Trump who cut everything 10%? Was that him?
Cut everything 10%. No, the spending went up, but has been going up. We haven't really been cutting much of anything. I mean, you had certain cuts here and there, and you had certain raises here and there, depending on it. But I mean, we haven't had the budget go in an opposite direction for a very long period of time.
Okay, because I thought somewhere along the line Trump had cut things back, but I guess not.
I mean, it might have been a certain area, but you know, I'm not, you know, not the entire budget in of itself. I mean, the debt has continued to rise, you know, on a regular basis and went parabolic during COVID.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. Now, the unemployment rate fell again to 3.5% in December, where job openings rose. Payrolls rose by 223,000. Jobless claims have been flirting with dipping below the 200,000 mark. Wages did rise mildly, but beat monthly inflation barely. So what's going on here? We keep hearing the country's in trouble, but the numbers don't make it sound that way.
But it's, you know, it's in a unique situation we're in, where you've got, you know, you've got a country where, you know, we have over 10 million job openings out there. And the last report was perceived as a very positive one. And I'm always thrilled when unemployment comes down, because I like tight labor markets. So unlike conventional wisdom, I think tight labor markets are great. Tight labor markets and the ability to find a job is the greatest social program we could have here in this country. It really is. And the idea that we need to make unemployment go up to, you know, basically, you know, push away inflation is patently absurd to me. But anyway, you know, yeah, there's still a lot of job openings here in the United States. Another good thing part about the report was you saw the labor participation tick up to some degree, so that's great. But yeah, I mean, it's awful when people can't find a job, and that's just not the case right now. Even people that are being laid off from some of these tech jobs are finding jobs fairly quickly.
Now, we're hearing that the highest yield on the U.S. Treasury curve is the six-month T-bill at 4.8%. We're also being told that there's no way the Fed is going to go to 5%, and we're also being told the Fed is not in control. Neither is the bond market in control of what's going on. Who is?
Well, again, the market can dictate, based upon the buying and selling of securities, can dictate interest rates in bonds. I don't know what the Fed is going to do, and I quite frankly, talk about this often on my podcast and my radio show, is that I don't make investment decisions based upon what the conventional wisdom is in regards to the Fed. You know, markets can go up precipitously with rates that are higher than they are right now. That's happened before in the past. Trying to guess what the Federal Reserve is going to do is an exercise in futility. So don't. What you need to do is you need to build a strong portfolio, own high-quality companies, fundamentally sound companies that pay you to own them, and then, you know, it doesn't make any difference what the Fed is doing. Eventually, you're going to come out on top.
Well, it's pretty obvious what's going on with the Chinese, because China, the world's largest exporter, has now hit a record trade deficit with Russia. Now, China's trade deficit with Russia tripled in 2022. A report revealed on Friday said so, thanks in part to the skyrocketing energy prices that made Russia's discounted oil and gas irresistible to Chinese buyers.
Well, of course. I mean, again, that was obvious that, it wasn't that you could put sanctions on Russia, but they're going to find a buyer. And especially when they have the prices are at a big discount, you're going to see certain people that will step in and buy as much as they possibly can. And, we talked about this. We knew China was going to do this.
Yeah. Now, Tesla seems to be doing something. What the something is, we're all still watching. They're cutting the prices in the U.S. to promote sales after the poor year-end deliveries that are going on here. I don't know how that's going to work out. Do you?
The main reason was is because they want to get the price of certain cars of theirs underneath the threshold where people are still going to be able to get that $7,500 tax credit.
Correct.
From the Inflation Reduction, or was it, yeah, Inflation Reduction Act, I think that was the one.
Yes.
That's why they did that.
You think that'll work?
Well, it kind of ticks me off again because I'm sick and tired of paying for other people's cars. Yeah, the idea that I got to help contribute to your automobile purchases to me is patently absurd. But I think that it will entice buyers. There's no doubt. There's more competition in the EV market right now, and obviously pricing is becoming more of a factor.
You could give me one of those cars for free, and I still don't want it. I mean, I still don't want it. I know way too much is going on there. And by the way, I keep seeing these things on flatbed trucks being brought up here from the south. I don't know if they're coming out of South Florida or what, but being brought up from the south and they're headed north, and they've been burnt up.
Well, that was the issue with the hurricane. A lot of these cars are put underwater. You can't get that battery wet. Once it corrodes, it can cause all sorts of problems.
Wow. Okay. By the way, Biden's got a big problem here, whether it's his home, his office. They're all crime scenes right now.
Well, I don't think that they've got yellow tape out there, and I don't expect to see a raid with police officers like they did at Mar-a-Lago.
No.
But, we'll see what... we'll see what the special prosecutor, whatever, investigator, whatever the hell they're calling this guy, is going to do. But I wouldn't hold my breath. I really wouldn't. We've seen much worse things get pushed under the rug and pushed aside. Whether it be Hillary with Benghazi or whatever it may be. So I don't expect much out of this.
No, and Chris Christie up there in your area, former governor of New Jersey, says that Joe Biden has a big-time political problem. Why wait? Let's go after him now.
Well, I mean, I think it's a political problem, but again, you got to get everybody out there to fight on it. That's the thing.
Yep. All right, well, I will talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early. I hope it's nice and warm. It's going to be warmer here, we hope, than what it is today and yesterday. Holy smokes. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go there, check it out. See all the great things he has to offer. And in the meantime, I'll be coming right back with more. And Frank Silvato, too.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.